Thank you, Sophie. And now back to the news.
White House Farm in Rackheath has beaten competition from several other farm shops to be named the best in Norfolk by Muddy Stilettos. Dubbed the Urban Guide to the Countryside, the popular online blog held its annual awards ceremony celebrating the best businesses in Norfolk. White House Farm was named Best Farm Shop and Deli Winner for 2018. Charlotte Gurney, who runs the shop with her husband Oliver, said, "It's been a great milestone to be recognised on this level around the county, and we're enormously grateful to our customers for voting. It's a credit to our team of bakers, butchers and farm shop staff that have made it the charming place that it is. I would never have believed we could make this sort of transformation in 5 years, but we've become a real family of businesses now, and it's a lovely place to spend your day." Also up for the award were the Norfolk Deli, Walsingham Farm Shop, Thornham Deli and Humble Pie of Burnham Market.
Thousands of food lovers have voted for their top eateries outside of the capital, placing three restaurants from Norfolk in the top 100 list. Website and restaurant guide Square Meal has revealed the UK's favourite places to eat, following votes from thousands of its readers, as well as bloggers and local foodies. It is the only poll to exclude London restaurants in a bid to raise the profile of the regional dining scene. And in Norfolk, three places have made the cut. In Norwich, Benedict's, based in St Benedict Street, reached number 20 on the list, while Roger Hickman's restaurant in Upper St Giles Street was placed 89th. Mawston Hall, based on the North Norfolk coast near Blakeney, was the only restaurant in the county outside of the city to make it on the list, reaching 48th. Owner and chef patron of the Michelin-starred Mawston Hall is Galton Blackiston.
100 city workers have been put through a midlife MOT to ensure their retirement plans do not stall as part of a programme which will be reported back to the government. Aviva is aiming to help staff members between 45 and 65 to focus on the choices for their work, health and wealth as they begin to approach retirement age. Members of the company's Norwich team have taken part in a series of workshops aimed at getting them to think about the road ahead. Lindsay Ricks, Managing Director of Aviva UK Savings and Retirement, is leading the project, which, if successful, the company is hoping to roll out to customers. She said, "This age group is facing all sorts of different pressures in their lives at the moment, and what we want to do is see what we can do to help." As well as the hour-long workshops, the Midlife MOT also provides people with access to online resources and encourages them to set goals for each of the areas covered. Aviva will follow up in 3 months to see how the advice has impacted their choices and if the programme could be improved. And now Margaret Thompson will tell us what's on.